Hello, everyone, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So happy to have you here. As always, my name is Carly Aquilino. I'm your host. Got a bunch of emails that you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com today that we're going to get to, and a bunch of things I want to chit chat with my girls about. You know me. I'm always so excited to sit down and just chit chat. I'm recording this pretty late in the day, 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, but I woke up this morning and it was 63 degrees outside. So you know what I had to do. I had to put on a little pair of capri pants and go trotting around with my little ballerina flats on. Okay. And yes, I said capri pants. And if that's legal, you can go ahead and you can put handcuffs on me and put me behind bars. And I will serve time for that because I'm serving out on the street. I might as well go serve time behind bars too. I don't care what anybody says. I'm wearing capris. I'm wearing them. I love them. Always have, always will. And wait until the summertime. You'll see me walking around with capris on and maybe even also a halter top at the same time. Hey, I'm not driving. So that was today. I had a great day just to chill. God, there's something about like in the winter. I think everybody is more like this. Like you don't want to go out and go for a walk when it's fucking freezing outside. So I just feel like great that I was walking around so much. Anywho, before I get into anything else, actually, I wanted to ask you guys, because I'm hoping that somebody's that's listening has experienced something like this. And maybe, you know, you can give me a little help. It's kind of a desperate situation. So I'm hoping that somebody has a recommendation or can point me in the right direction for something. So not actually for me, for my dad, who has a lot of stuff going on right now. And I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's like when it rains, it pours. He is in the middle of he's in the middle of his chemo where like he has to go every week and then he doesn't go for a couple months. Then he goes back and gets it again. So he's in the middle of like a round of chemo and he fell and he got hurt and he has to get surgery on his arm this upcoming week. And on top of that, he has recently developed like severe tinnitus, which is, and I'm probably fucking pronouncing it wrong because every video I've watched on it, everybody pronounces it differently. So you want to know what? Freaking sue me. Okay. But it's just like a loud pitched noise that you hear 24/7. It's like an alarm beep going off in your head 24 hours a day. So what caused it, they think, is like he thought there was something wrong with his ear. And then he went to the ear doctor last week and they took out that he had like a cotton from a Q-tip in there. And the doctor had explained that if there's something muffling your hearing, whether it's an infection or something stuck in your ear or earwax buildup, people can develop this because your brain thinks that you're going deaf. So it like sends this signal to see if you could hear it. Right. And he went to the doctor. The doctor took the cotton swab out and was like, it's also psychological. The less you can focus on it, pretty much the better, because if you think about it, it comes back. He was out of the office for like a few hours. Like he had gone home and didn't hear anything. And then a few hours later, he starts thinking about it and it came back, of course. So it's just like this freaky thing. I mean, I never knew anything about it. I've been doing like research about it to try and, you know, help him. But I mean, I can't think of like, I mean, that is torture. That's not even physical pain. You know, physical pain, like if you break your arm, if you have the flu, if you're throwing up or something like that, it's like, I can do things to make myself feel better, right? I could take a nap, try and sleep it off. I could take a hot shower, whatever, but it's psychological torture. And the more you obsess over it, the worse it gets. So I had tried to, you know, I'm sending him YouTube videos of like breath work and meditation and stuff like that. Cause I have never in my life heard, I mean, heard boo from him about anything. If he doesn't say if he's in pain, he doesn't say if he's feeling sick, he doesn't say, I mean, never, never. And he's like, I'm going fucking nuts, which I get it. I mean, I would be in the loony bit. So I'm trying to tell him, I told him to get acupuncture, which he's going to go to this week, he said, before he has surgery at some point. And I had given him like meditations. You guys know me. I'm like, you gotta breathe. You gotta meditate and blah, blah, blah. Cause I actually think that will help. But he's like, I can't meditate. I literally can't focus on anything else. Anywho. He went to the hospital the other night to get a scan of his brain just cause he was nervous that it was something else. And, he got a CAT scan and it was fine, but he's getting an MRI. He has to get an MRI. Anywho, if you have had this and you have any solution, anything that helped you, even if it's like a doctor you can recommend or something like a specialist, whatever, send it my way and I'll relay the message. Because like I said, it's so crazy because, you know, if it's someone that's like kind of like a hypochondriac, you're like, hey, it's fine. You know, you believe them and you listen to them. But if it's someone that's never said anything like, oh, I don't feel good. Like he comes back from chemo. He's like, it's good. I'm just going to probably sleep great tonight. It's like, wait, what? He never says a word. So that's how I know it's a dire situation. Anywho, if anyone knows, can give me a recommendation, that would be great. And I figured, you know what, let me ask the girlies, but let's see what else, you guys. I have little Jackie on the TV right now. Jackie the bald eagle, who's waiting for her eggs to hatch. They're saying it's going to happen at some point this week. And my cats love watching this fucking eagle. It's so cute. And this morning, actually, I swear to God, if someone saw like the things that happen when I'm home alone, like you would be really worried about me. I woke up and I'm like, let me check on Jackie. Let's see if her eggs hatched. And cause it's a 24-hour live stream. So everyone, you know, a couple times a day, I'm like, gotta check on Jackie. Or I just like put Jackie on and the boys watch her. So I put it on the TV this morning and it was snowing and she was laying in her net. She was laying on the eggs in the snow and she was covered in snow and the nest was covered in snow. And girl, I started weeping. Now, what the hell is wrong with me? Here's what's wrong with me. I'm getting my period next week. But I felt so, I was like, somebody needs to put a little awning over Jackie. Can somebody just take Jackie in and have her live in the house until the eggs hatch? I mean, come on. Why is this damn bird in the snow? But I think it's going to happen this week, they said. But God, I love that little lady. She's my girl. Me weeping over a bald eagle being chilly. Do they even feel? I mean, surely they can withstand the snow. They're bald eagles. But first of all, sometimes I look at the TV and I go, where's your man? Because he's gone for hours at a time. And then he comes back, he checks on her. They switch spots sometimes. But I'm like, she seems pissed sometimes. I mean, their faces are honestly horrific. So scary. But sometimes I'm like, she's mad because she's bored. Oh, she's eating something right now. Is that a worm? Cutie. Anyway, you guys, I'm fucking crazy. Okay. And you all know that. Let's get to these emails that you guys sent into secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. Oh, also I posted a video of my freaking outfit on Instagram and people are saying, okay, Ozempic, go off. I swear to God, if one more person says that to me, I'm going to roll up on you because where the hell did you get that from? Ozempic, please. How would I have access to Ozempic? Listen, I'm not hating on, trust me. Everyone I fucking know is on Ozempic. Trust me. I'm not hating on anybody that's on it, but how would I have access to it? First of all, like, I don't have connections. I don't have health insurance. Who's going to give me Ozempic? A doctor? Cool. Haven't been to one in 15 years. FYI. FYI. It's cute that you think I have a doctor. Super cutie. Okay, you guys, just a quick word from our friends this week. Secret Keepers Club is sponsored. Oh my God, Stanley, are you giving me a kiss, you little weirdo, you little freaking meatball? Secret Keepers Club is sponsored by Nutrafol. Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? Maybe you've had kids, maybe you're starting to see a little more of your scalp, or menopause is wreaking havoc on your hormones and your hairline. Don't panic. Nutrafol can help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Just take their 3-minute online quiz to determine which underlying root cause is keeping you from reaching your hair potential. I've been an advocate for Nutrafol since day one. They had years ago sent me a few months, amount, a few months subscription, I guess. And since then I've been a customer. So this is one of those times where I'm like, I'm a lifelong customer of this, regardless if they're on the potty or not. By analyzing your lifestyle, biology, hair history, and environmental triggers, Nutrafol creates a health plan that's tailored to your hair's needs. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering the girlies $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code SECRET. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code SECRET. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code SECRET. Let's see. You guys, last week's episode, that story, it kept the first story that we read about the girl and that little fella that she went out with. I swear to God, I keep thinking about it. Because what the hell was that? Let's see. Okay, so this one says, are me and my friend in love or not? Hi, Carly and the handsome, regal young men. First of all, no one cracks me up like you do. Oh, thanks so much. And every Monday night dog walk consists of me walking around my neighborhood cackling like an insane person. So thank you for that. Oh, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. First off, that was the line that I already read. I need to run a situation by you and the girls to get your take on it. I have a close guy friend I've been friends with for over a decade. We'll call him John. We fooled around a little bit, never fully hooking up, way back in the day when we were younger. I caught feelings and he ultimately ended up dating a friend of ours in our social circle. And I turned off my feelings for him like light switch and moved on. Okay, it's giving Scorpio. Over the years, we've both always been in a series of long-term relationships, yet still remained close friends. I've had boyfriends in the past and have had problems with him based on our previous chemistry and the sparks that seem to fly when we're in the same room. I've had an ex-girlfriend of his who's a friend of mine drunkenly confess that she deep down thinks that John and I are meant to be together. Ooh, and how she wouldn't even be mad if that happened. Now, that is a girly if I ever heard one. Because it just makes so much sense. And I have always played it off like, ew, stop. I don't want your man. You're drunk, which is how you have to play it off. Imagine if you went, you know what? Thanks so much for your permission, girl. I gotta go to your boyfriend's house. You have to go. Oh my God. Ew, disgusting. She says, of course, a part of me always wondered what could have been. We have all the same interests and the exact same sense of humor. Cut to present time, we're in our late 30s and have both found ourselves single again for the first time in over a decade. Over the last 6 months, our texting has gone from sporadic friendly check-ins here and there to nonstop 24-hour text threads, like the kind you have with your best girlfriend or your boyfriend. I still wasn't thinking of anything until friends started getting in my head. Apparently, men and women in their late 30s don't text like this unless they're interested in something more. The texts do jokingly get flirty sometimes, but I have always brushed it off or changed the subject. However, lately, I've been kind of leaning into it more. Not to mention, anytime we hang out in groups, I have friends that are going, hello, excuse me, what the hell is this? You two are so cute and you're clearly both into each other. girl, if you don't hook up with this man, I swear to God, I don't know what I could. The last time we hung out, we went out with a group, but then him and I broke off and stayed out until 4 a.m. drinking, laughing, and having the best time. So tell me why, at the end of the night, when he walked me to my Uber, I hugged him and buried my head in his torso, in parentheses, he's much taller than me. Okay, purr. And then turned towards my Uber and said, bye, while never looking up or making eye contact with him. I truly think a kiss would have occurred if I hadn't pussed out in that moment. I just feel like it's so weird that because we've been strictly friends for so long. However, he's also not making any explicit moves to take it to the next level, but still continues with the incessant all day flirty texts. Do I need to just make us both mildly uncomfortable and call this out? Either this is a potentially the cutest love story of all time, or two old friends getting together late at night, or we're both just single and bored and texting a lot. What is your take on this? Help. Here's a photo of him and a photo of my puppy. Oh, let me see. Oh, stop. You have one of those dogs that looks like a person? Because those are human eyes. Please, I saw this guy at the freaking grocery store before. Okay, where's a picture of the guy? Hold on, let me see. This is a bumped up email, so I'm not getting... Oh, wait, let me... What? Why is it not... Oh, it's just not loaded yet? God. The anticipation is freaking killing me. Girl, did you add one in there? Because I'm not seeing it. Maybe it's just not loading. I mean, who knows? My computer is a fucking hunk of junk. But... Okay, first of all, enough is enough. I think that, okay, so there's a lot of things that I feel about this. First of all, at this point, if one of you doesn't take that step and make this move, you're gonna, for the rest of your life, be like, I wonder what that would have been like, right? You'll both end up meeting somebody else. You'll both end up being in relationships and always just going like, I wonder. So you gotta do it. You gotta at least try. I don't know if you should just like wait until it happens, because it seems like he's trying to figure out if you're feeling this too, because your friends are right. Like, listen, I don't want to talk to a man 24/7 unless that's my boyfriend or my husband. So what's the point? I think that maybe the next time you guys hang out, I would say, is there something like going on here? Or am I just freaking crazy? It's so innocent, like, to bring it up like that, because it's undeniable. Or you can, you know, you could always do the side thing where you're just like, oh my God, everybody keeps asking me if like we're in love. Like, I don't know why everybody's doing that. And then just stare at him and wait to see what he says. Right. But you gotta try. You gotta try. What's the worst thing that can happen? Nobody's going to have any hard feelings. I don't think it's going to even really be awkward. Literally the worst thing that can happen is you're just back to being close friends. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And this is one of these cases where I'm like, you know, guys are like, sometimes they're too afraid if it's somebody that they're friends with, somebody that they have a history with. Sometimes they are too afraid to make it weird because they don't want you to feel uncomfortable or awkward if you guys are like close friends already. So I think this might be one of the rare cases where I will ever tell the girlies, you got to say something. Because normally I'm like, let him bring it up. But no. That's my opinion. And you got to do it this week. Okay. That's my homework for you. You got to do it this week and you got to let me know what happens. Okay. This one says, to the girly debating, telling her boyfriend about previous hookups. Okay. So this was from the email, not last week, but the week before, where the girl had previously hooked up with, when she was single, hooked up with two of her close guy friends. Nothing ever, you know, came to fruition with that, but she feels guilty for not telling her boyfriend about it. So this says, hi, Carly and the boys and the girls. This is in reply to the girl who wrote in a couple of weeks ago, debating if she should tell her boyfriend about previous hookups and situationships since they're still in the friend group and all still hanging out. I don't think you should tell him. I understand that you might feel guilty about it, but I don't think telling him will lift the guilt off your shoulders. Even if he's completely chill with it, it still opens a door in his mind. You never know what people might harbor and when they decide to bring it up or bring it out. Like I said, even if he is very chill and doesn't care, he still is human. And without trying, it may pop into his head when getting intimate or even seeing these friends, et cetera. At that, and that is the best case scenario. 1000% agree. 1000% agree. In the worst case, it will definitely have him overthinking about these guys and about you. He'll be hyper aware of you and these guys when you're all together and even when you're separate. He won't be able to help it by still thinking about it. It will cause issues in your relationship. And in turn, that guilty feeling you have will still be there, but now feeling guilt because he's obviously hurt and not taking it very well. If it ends up being something he can't get over, it may end your relationship altogether, which would be unfortunate. The way I see it, you guys are good. You guys are friends. You and the friends are good. What you did before your relationship does not affect what you guys have going on now. It was all before you made the commitment to each other to be in a monogamous relationship with one another. Being in the situation myself, but a little bit more complicated, I asked myself, if I were him, would I want to know? When I asked myself this question, I realized no. I know I would say, I wish I didn't know that. I know our relationship would be better without me knowing, and I know my boyfriend would say the same. That's just my two cents. You know yourself and you know your man best, but I think you know what the right thing to do is for yourself. Best of luck. I agree. 1000%. 1000%. Trust me, I don't want to know anything. When I meet a guy and I start dating a guy, I'm like, he was born the day I met him. He doesn't, and nothing ever happened before that. Don't let me find out about it. Because I don't want to know. Because it puts you in this position because it's like, I can't, it's not right to judge people based on their past. But sometimes we know things or we find things out that just, we're not judging someone, but it makes us feel freaking icky because it's like, hold on. I don't want to know that. Please. No thanks. Okay. This one says low libido follow-up. This is for the girlies who are struggling with their libido. I'm not a doctor, so take this with a grain of salt. But in my case, it was my birth control. I was on an IUD for years and years and was told that they don't cause symptoms because the hormones are localized. So anytime I felt down or not in the mood, I blamed it on something else. Well, I come to find out that they can cause acne, low libido, depression, etc. Of course, a lot of this is from people's stories, as most doctors will tell you the opposite, but I personally think that there's a lack of research, in parentheses, but I'm not a scientist. The person to tell me that it can cause acne was my dermatologist 10 years into having my freaking IUD. Interesting. I have never personally, and again, everybody's different. Everybody's bodies are different. With regular birth control, I had a terrible reaction. To it, but my IUD is the one that has absolutely no hormones in it. So I haven't had any symptoms. But a few of my friends are on the hormonal one and they have different things here and there. So it's very interesting to hear your perspective. She says, I've been off it for 1 month and I already feel more in the mood and sex feels better. Of course, it takes sometimes 3 months for things to level out. And that's not without its challenges, but it feels worth it to me. There's a great Reddit page called Getting Off HBC. If anyone wants to read it, I'm not anti-birth control by any means. I'm so grateful for the years that I had not worrying about having an unplanned pregnancy. And I think it works wonders for many people, but all of us are different and have different hormones. If you think you're experiencing some of these side effects and are on birth control, getting off of it and trying to find an alternative contraception might be worth it. Listen to your body and talk to your doctor. I agree with you. It's so weird. You want to know what's weird about it is like, I remember when I was on the pill, I tried to go on the pill and I was breaking out. I felt really, really overly emotional. I just felt off all the time. And I kept calling my doctor, my OBGYN at the time, not the one that I have now, because she's my freaking baby girl and I'm 10 toes on the ground for her. And you guys know that she's my only one. She's my only number one cutie. Okay. I freaking love that lady. But I had this other OB before I found her. And I kept calling and going like, I just don't feel right. I know that this is like my body has to get used to it, but I know that I don't feel right. And the doctor, of course, brushed me off. Don't worry about it. It's going to take months to get used to it. Then I was working, doing that Plan B tour with this other OBGYN. And I had just asked her like, is this weird? I'm having this reaction. She's like, you're allergic to this medicine. Like, stop taking it immediately. Stop taking it today. And I was like, oh, so nice that my other doctor was like brushing me off. It's so weird. It drives me nuts, really, that when they don't listen. But because then you're like, oh, no, I'm not crazy. And so I've never been able to have any type of hormonal thing. Mine is the, what's mine called? Paragard. If you guys are looking to switch it up, if you want to go off the hormonal one, you can check into that. Cause I've never really had any crazy symptoms and I've had it. God, I got to get a new one. Oh my God. I'm dreading that. That's what I'm dreading. Going to get a new one. No, thanks. Jesus. Okay. This one says freaking icky. Carly, this morning, my fiance did something and I realized it gives me the most insane ick. Please, I need you to tell me I'm not alone in this. When they turn off their alarm or keep snoozing without realizing it and then finally wake up in a fucking panic, scrambling around to see straight and crunching numbers in their head to try and figure out if they're going to be late or not. For some reason, it gives me the ick so bad just watching this grown man kick the covers off and shoot up so fast with his ridiculous, confused look on his face. Like, why couldn't he just get up the first alarm? Is it that hard? Oh my God, this is so funny. This is so specific. It's like... this is like an ick you get when you've been with someone for years and years and years. We've been together for 4 years. There you go. And I really don't think I could come up with a single time his alarm has gone off, resulting in him actually getting out of bed in a timely manner. I always have to wake him up and be like, when are you supposed to be at work? And then he proceeds to do the old song and dance of sprinting around, getting ready and heading out the door. Love him, but Jesus Christ. This is so funny because I'm the same way about the, like, I don't even realize that when my alarm goes off, sometimes I just will sometimes I'll literally in my sleep, turn my phone off. It happened to me last week. I literally turned my phone off in my sleep. I didn't remember it. And then I woke up and it's like, you know, when, in movies where like somebody, has a vision when they're sleeping and they're like, they like wake up. You know what I'm talking about? That's not really a good example, but like they're having a premonition to something and then they wake up and they go, that's me every goddamn day. But I did it. I did some loser vibes, goober vibes last week because I was in LA. I was getting picked up at the airport at 7 p.m. Right. And I had packed, I was ready to leave. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to close my eyes for 20 minutes. Cause I had woken up at 5 in the morning. So I was tired and I don't nap ever because I've never napped. I have only ever slept an entire night's sleep in the middle of the day. I'm not like, hey, gotta just jump in bed for 10 minutes. What? That sounds like that's horrendous. I can't do it and I won't do it. So I never really nap, but I was like watching TV and I'm like, oh, I'll just nap for 20 minutes. Again, historically, that has never happened to me. I woke up. This was at 6 o'clock. I was getting picked up at 7. Why did I wake up at 7:50? I had set an alarm. I turned my phone off and I was like, holy fucking shit, the way I'm going to miss my flight. And I was talking to my friend about it. I'm like, I feel like such an asshole because it's like, first of all, it's annoying when somebody oversleeps in the morning. To oversleep at 7 p.m. is so embarrassing. Oh, sorry. I overslept. What? It's 8 o'clock at night. I was thinking about the fact that and I didn't miss my flight, thank God. But I was like, if I miss my flight, I'm going to have to call these people that booked it for me and be like, hey, I overslept. So, oh, why'd you miss your flight? I overslept. Your flight was at 9:30. And I made it just by the second. I was the last one on the plane. It was nuts. Nuts. Anywho, it is embarrassing. And you're right. To see a man scrambling is wild. It's wild. We got to talk about BetterHelp for a second. We've all gone out on that date that we really didn't want to go on, to that family dinner that we really weren't in the mood for that wild night when we really just wanted to go to bed. It's time to set some boundaries with BetterHelp. BetterHelp's online therapy is incredible. Their licensed therapists can help you work through life's difficulties and take better care of yourself, both mentally and physically. Spend your life the way you want it. You guys, I'm such an advocate to tending to our mental health. I think it is the most important part of it's like your body's a machine, and that's the hard drive. You got to make sure that you're feeling good. And we all go through things where sometimes we're blue, right? And sometimes we're good, but we can always strive to be better. So I'm such an advocate for BetterHelp. I love that they made it convenient for people. I love that they're very flexible when you, if you're not crazy about your therapist, they'll give you a new one. I love that it's convenient where you don't have to go to an office. You don't have to get in the car and drive anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You could do it on Zoom. You could do it on the phone, whatever the case may be. They made it really, really convenient and easy. So I love BetterHelp. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. BetterHelp.com/secretkeepers today. To get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/secretkeepers to get 10% off your first month. We love to see it. The girlies love a discount, and boy, do I have a discount for you. We got to talk about Osea. A consistent body care routine is not only great for your skin, but great for your mental health too. Give your mind some relaxation and your skin a total glow up with Osea. They have clinically proven seaweed infused skincare that gives you real results for the goodness of skin, for the goddess skin. I'm sorry. Goddess skin of your dreams. Sometimes I just throw in letters. I take some out. I don't know. Their Undaria algae body oil is rich, but never greasy, and is proven to instantly improve your skin's elasticity. Your skin will be more sculpted and toned and super soft and glowy. You guys, this is my favorite. The cream that Osea has is unbelievable. It makes me feel like I've been using that for years too. And I buy it for my friends. I buy it for my mom every year. It really is just so moisturizing. And this cream that they have, this like lotion that they have, it makes me just feel so fresh and clean. Like after a shower, it's not greasy. It's not one of those things. Like, I mean, how embarrassing is it? Some creams you put on and you put them on when you're about to get dressed, and then you have to stand there naked until it dries so that it doesn't get on your clothes and ruin your clothes. I don't have that problem with Osea. Never have. And again, lifelong customer. Get a head start on amazing summer skin and glow from the inside out with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SECRET at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples. Woohoo! With every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SECRET for 10% off. Hold on. I got lost in the sauce over here with the emails. This says, hello, friend. Check out the audacity. Uh-oh. I'm going to hit my vape. Because who knows? Oh, my bestie just texted me. She just landed in India. That's a long ass flight. She just landed in India. She left yesterday morning. Jesus Christ. Okay. This one says, hello, friend. Check out the audacity. Hi, Carl's and the cutie kitties. Hope you and the guys are doing well. I'm writing in because I wanted to share you something that I'm proud of. Last year, I started talking to this guy who was literally so handsome. I'll be the judge of that. Let me see if there's a picture because I can't even wait. Okay, we got some texts here. Girl, where's this man? If he's so hot, why didn't you send me a pic? right? She says, he knows how to sweet talk too. At the time, we both recently got out of a long-term relationship, but we clicked. Everything about us made sense. We both knew we had strong feelings for each other, but I knew in the back of my mind that we probably both weren't ready. I knew I wasn't, at least. I was with my ex for 7 years and had only been single 3 months when we met. He had only been single for 2. We talked for a few months. He started getting inconsistent with his efforts, and I blocked this man on everything out of the blue because number one, I was super triggered. And number two, I knew he was pulling away. He told me that he wanted to wait and that I should wait for him to be ready. That's funny. She says, I was devastated, heartbroken all over for this guy who I felt head over heels for. Fast forward to just a couple of weeks ago, I ran into him at a bar on Friday night. Dude was almost in tears, confessing his love for me and how he wished he was ready back then. We talked for hours and about last summer and how much we missed each other. He told me that he's ready and wants me to be his girlfriend. Like, dude, so much has happened. We need to get to know each other again. He followed me around the bar and I ended up going home with him. No chitty chitty bang bang, just a sleepover because I was very drunk and I couldn't drive. Irrelevant side note, I ended up falling down. I ended up falling down his stairs, girl. Because I was so drunk. I hadn't shaved anywhere below the eyebrows in months because I've been on this journey of self-love and healing, so nothing was going to happen either way. We texted all day the next day, Saturday, and things seemed to be going well. He went to the bar again that night and I didn't get an invite, which is fine. If I go out once on a weekend, it's going to take me at least a couple of weeks to recover and recharge my social battery. I hear you on that. His responses were far and few between because he was out at the bar until midnight hit. He asked me to come stay with him again. I told him no. I told him no because I saw a Facebook post in the "Are we dating?" Oh no. I told him no because I saw a Facebook post in the "Are we dating the same guy" group, and this girl commented and said he loves going out on weekends. Oh my God, I'm queasy. I can't even. Oh my God, this is like my nightmare. He loves going out on weekends, so if you're down to go to the bar every weekend, this might be your person. Overall, good person though. Oh, so I also should add that out of respect for him, out of respect for his mom, I told him I didn't want to stay at his place until I met her since he lives with her. He pushed it on me and had me meet her. And then I was staying the night almost every other day because he wanted me to. And he said we were moving too fast. This, of course, scared me. And I could see the consistency of someone who is afraid to be alone. I ended things with him as much as I didn't want to. And as sad as I was going to be, I knew that he didn't do the work like I was doing for the last 6 months. A part of me doubted my decision, but I feel like the broken and insecure part of me is thanking me a million times. Oh, 1000%, girl, please. Our relationship felt like a lot of a relationship that I had with my ex of 7 years. Wishy-washy, hot and cold. And I was able to recognize that. And I'm really thankful that I did. This time around, it took me less than a week to get over it. I want to show you screenshots of the messages to show you what type of guy he is. Am I wrong? Is he not afraid to be alone? I feel like I made the right decision, but it still kind of sucks. It does suck. It sucks when you're with somebody that you really like, but you just know that they're not your person. And I think when I was younger, I would probably stick around for a little while longer, just being like, well, I like him and we're together. So it is what it is. And I didn't have the courage to really walk away from people that I knew weren't significant or weren't going to be significant people in my life because I just didn't have the tools to do that. So now it's happened to me many times. And now I'm at the point where, like, if there's something that is fundamentally different than what I want, I just have to go, he's a great guy. He's great. I really like him. And that's okay. But I got to back up. So let's see these texts. Okay, so I'll read some of the texts out loud. I didn't scan these. There's a few over here. So she says to him, you can't force something or someone to be something that they're just not. He said, I'm not going to fight for you to fall for me, but I don't get this feeling ever for somebody. Mm-hmm. So I know that there's something good that can come of it, but I'll just throw this one away for you if that's what you want. She says, that's not what I wanted at all. I just don't think it's the right time. I want to be honest with you. I don't like how often that you go out. I would never ask you to stop doing that either. If that's what you like, then more power to you. I just don't do that. No judgment. It's just not my cup of tea. Okay. And then he says, well, that's why I'm going out. It's because I'm single. And I even told you about that on Friday night. I said that you could be the reason that I stopped going out. See, no, because it's gaslighting. It's gaslighting. I want to stop too, because I have nothing to commit to. I just keep going. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I'm not just saying that because it's what you want to hear. I would love to stop going out. I want to stay home, save money, and drink a lot less. Well, how much more money does he need to save? He lives with his mom. And I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm just going to skim through this. And she's like, she pretty much says, it's not my responsibility to be the reason that you stop going out all the time. Right. And that's what we got to say. You got to call a spade here. If that's your thing, that's your thing. It's not my vibe. And we're two different people. But don't make it like, well, you can rescue me. You can rescue me. It's giving bar rescue. And no, thank you. And he says, I go out because I get bored. Yeah, girl, you're 1,000% on the money with this, where it's like, there's people who just do you. We all know people where it's like, right when they get out of a relationship, they get into a new one because they need constant validation. They need somebody that's, adoring of them. They need to feel loved and supported by somebody else. Those people they're not bad people by any means, but it is like a codependent thing. And again, I'm not a doctor, but just from what I've observed this in people that I've dated and in people that I'm friends with. It's like, if you're not doing the work, if they're not doing the work, there's nothing that you can do to help them. It's like, this guy can't sit still. He can't be alone with his own thoughts. Like, to me, that's like, that's such a telling trait in a person. Like, you got to dig a little bit. And it's not my responsibility to help you get there. So she says, these are the red flags. And the conversation ended after that. Yeah, girl, you did 1,000% the right thing. It seems like, here's what it seems like. It seems like he's hot. Right. And of course he's a hottie and he's out at the bars and whatever, but I don't think that you guys match in a lot of the important ways. As hard as that pill is to swallow, you did the right thing. And again, it's not your responsibility to help someone stop drinking or going out. It's like, no, we're grown. That's not my... I got to deal with my own shit. I can't be doing that for you. Like, please. Okay. So, well, everyone has cute. I always see these like pictures of everyone's dogs. They're so cute. Okay. So this says, this is my bit. Carly, I'm sitting in the parking lot of the grocery store and I've always wanted to write in and tell you about my little bit. It's a cringe moment for you to discuss and ponder, but it's actually a 2-in-1. Whenever I almost bump into somebody, I go, ooh, traffic jam, and then smile. And then smile, and people love it, especially old people. They think it is so freaking cute and funny. It makes it a little less awkward. I don't know. Like if I'm shopping and I have to move the cart out of the way for someone, girl, this is a classic. This is a classic. She says, if I have to move out of the way for someone or something, sometimes it's just so embarrassing, almost bumping into someone, but whoopsie, traffic jam, LOL. Anywho, I've been listening since the Emma and BD Chris days, and have always been proud to be one of the girly pops and a member of Secret Keepers Club. I love laughing and cackling together every week. We're just such a funny bunch of gals, and I want to kiss all the gals right on the lips. P.S. I'm a GMW, garbage man's wife. Girl, I just got the chills. You're the luckiest princess on earth. You know that? I can hook you up with your blue collar dreamboat. Where the hell do you live, sister? We're talking high vis vests, calloused hands, full benefits. See, that's what I need. That's what I need is the benefits. Cause there's going to be, you guys, I want to make something abundantly clear. When I marry my blue collar man, I'm getting 10 different surgeries, necessary surgeries. It's not like, oh, I'm getting like cosmetic surgery. It's like, I need, there's certain things that I need removed. Okay. And a couple of things I need to get filled. Cavities. I want to get a professional ear cleaning. I have a whole list of shit that I'm waiting. I'm saving it for marriage. Some people save something else. I'm saving my medical problems because you want to know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. When I get married, I'm meeting that deductible within a week. That's it. I'm going to get my eyes checked. Never done it. I've never done it. I'm going to the ear doctor. What? When I get married to one of these people, I'm going to be like this every single morning. I'm going to go, I think I'm sick. I have a cold, you know, and I'm going to go stock up on antibiotics. Woo! Don't even get me started. Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little carried away there. When once you mentioned full benefits, I got horny. She says, no, they have no social media. Perfect. Kind of simple garbage man who would love to be your man. There's so many of them who are unclaimed. I don't believe that. I think that girlie snatched them up right away. I can be your matchmaker. Girl, if you don't tell me what goddamn city you live in so I can move there. She says, smooch the little boys for me. Tell them to please be good. Love you so much. Moi. Robert's always good. Robert's passed out asleep right now. He sleeps so deeply that sometimes I get scared. Do you ever do that with your animals? I'll be going, Robert, Robert, Robert. And he will not, I'll shake this man and he won't budge. If I open a bag of Temptations treats, forget it. He's loving it. Then he wakes up and comes prancing. Okay. This one says embarrassing username. Hi, Carly and the Cutie Kitty Club. I'm a New Yorker living in England. Oh my God, babes. I think that's so cute. And your podcast makes me so happy. I'm starved for a true New York accent over here. My coworkers make fun of my accent all the time. Yeah, well, they need to fucking relax. British people love being like, oh yeah. Like a British person trying to do an American accent is honestly so cringeworthy. It makes me want to disappear. Because they really, okay, if you ask anyone really, like, oh, do an American accent, they do one of two things. They do Southern, or they do surfer, which is fucking crazy. Surfer is crazy. You ask a British person or like an Italian person or a they go like this. Yeah, dude, I'm sorry. Why are you doing that? But them trying to do a New York accent, please, girl, put me in a straitjacket. Put me in a padded room because I'll go crazy with that. Anywho. She says, I taught them to say our most beautiful and poetic phrase, fuck you, you fucking fuck. Oh my God, those t-shirts on Canal Street. Them saying it with their English accent is so damn funny. Anyway, I was laughing at the girlie who wrote in last week about her Twitter handle being embarrassing and had to tell you about a fan favorite from over on this side of the pond. Susan Boyle was releasing, God damn, Susan Boyle, I haven't thought about her in 15 years. Susan Boyle was releasing her first album after being on Britain's Got Talent. If anyone doesn't know her, she was famous in the late 2000s for being a good singer, but not conventionally attractive? Question mark. What a time in history. Yeah, I remember that was like such a weird time, right? Because for some reason, everyone collectively thought that she was going to be a bad singer. Do you guys remember that? They were like, I saw the lady and you know, I didn't expect her to have a good voice. Wait, what? What does the voice have to do with anything else? Everyone in the world was shocked by this woman. Like, what? She says, what a time in history. Her record label wanted to promote it on this new thing called Twitter, using the hashtag, they went with hashtag Susan Album Party. And if you see, if you see it, it says Sue's Anal Bum Party. When it's all together in a hashtag, instead of Susan Album Party, it's Sue's Anal Bum Party. God, that's a good one. What a nice little British treat. They love that over there. I bet you if I went to a bar right now in England and I brought that up, they would know what I was talking about. They would know. Let's see. This next one says, heat is for the girlies only. Why is it so icky when a man turns the heat on? Like, being cold is for girls. She's so real for this. It's so true. When a guy is cold, I'm like, oh, are you cold? Like, I can't, I don't understand how that happens. Also, don't grab a blanket. Grab a hoodie. That is so funny. No, you're so right for that. And then she gives a fuck Mary Kill. It's true. It is. Girls should be cold. Girls are cold, you know, pretty much no matter what. We might not be cold, but one thing that we are is chilly. You know, we are going to be a little chilly. Let's see. We'll do that fuck Mary Kill at the end too. Okay. This one says embarrassing. It's embarrassing that I'm about to shit crappens in my own personal apartment because a maintenance guy is fixing a leak in the ceiling. Oh my God. You got to tell him to get out, girl. I know it's too late because you sent this 3 days ago, but he's got to go. He's got to go. It's so crazy. I had that situation happen, last year when I had gotten a new, when I, actually it was a couple years ago when I had first moved into this apartment, it was well over a year ago. I had gotten a new bed and I had a TaskRabbit come and put it together. And I happened to have a UTI that day and I kept going to the bathroom. You know what it's like, if you've never had a UTI, it's like you have the urge to go to the bathroom every few seconds. And it feels like, oh my God, I'm gonna piss my pants. But you go sit on the toilet and it's one drop. So I went to the bathroom, like this guy had just gotten here. I went to the bathroom 10 times already. And I was like, there's nothing in there. I'm going to just hold it. It's no big deal. Cause I didn't want him to judge me. Meanwhile, he was in my bedroom. It wasn't like he was in the damn bathroom, but whatever. And girl, I was like, I'm holding it. I'm not going back into that bathroom. And what happened? I peed my damn pants. And then what do you do? Can't just change my pants with this guy here. I can't just go through my dresser with this guy in my bedroom. Oh, do you mind if I just go through my dresser right now, get a new pair of pants and then change into them right now? What a freak. So I get it. Okay. See, I keep, there was a bump up that we've actually already done. And I think it was a few weeks ago. Hold on. Let me just make sure. Okay. Yeah, I think we did this one already, but just in case, this is a girl who's dating her old coworker's ex-boyfriend. She says she started dating the most amazing man. He's caring and sweet and has multiple towels, but he dated one of her previous coworkers. She says, granted, we probably only hung out outside of work a couple of times, but she was just my work friend. I've asked for advice multiple times, but I just can't get over it. I feel like I'm going against girl code. Like, should I reach out to her and let her know? We still follow each other on Instagram. I honestly can't remember the last time I've spoken to her. She's since moved to a different state and has gotten married. I remember reading this on the podcast a few weeks ago, but since you've bumped it up, I'm like, you probably didn't hear it. And I'm just going to say, if it will make you feel better to say something to her, then that's fine. If you don't want it to be like a shock, you know, if she sees it on Instagram or hears about it somewhere else, but I don't think it's necessary, but it seems like it's something that'll make you feel better. And if it'll make you feel better, then just do it. Who cares? You know, that's a cutie, nicey, sweetie thing to do. I wouldn't, I probably wouldn't do it, but I probably wouldn't feel guilty about it. I'd be like, right, it's a tale as old as time. It's ancient history since they've been together. She got married and had kids, you know, especially, and the reason I'm saying that is especially because you guys hung out a couple of times. You just used to work together. But if you want to do it, do it. If not, no worries. You know, I think it'll make you feel better. So you might as well. Okay. Let's do. Okay. This one says for all the girlies struggling with Prozac / SSRIs. Okay. So now I'm glad because last week we didn't get any follow-ups to this, any advice. So I'm glad that you guys are writing in about it. So this one says, hello, Carls and the Fluffy Kings. This email goes out to all the honeys who have been taking SSRIs or Prozac / generic forms of Prozac, having issues with sexual desire. To preface, please seek medical advice before taking anyone's advice. Agree. But I do feel that hearing other people's life experiences and perspectives can be super informative when going in to talk to an expert. For about 3 years, I took Prozac for depression caused by anxiety. It definitely helped turn a lot of that noise off, but here's also what happened to me. I wasn't really into initiating sex, but if there was ever a time I was having sex, I'd have a really hard time getting to an O, quote unquote O. It really started to affect mine and my fiance's sex life to where it became very little to non-existent. After having a serious discussion about this issue with my therapist, who I sincerely trust, she recommended that I bring this to a psychologist where they could create a better medication formula for my needs. It turned out my psych said that certain SSRIs like Prozac do cause issues in the bedroom. It's a chemical reaction that the brain has, especially when the brain is receiving pleasure. Instead, the psychologist decided to give me a different medication called Wellbutrin. For generic, it is called bupropion. It's called bupropion. I'm going to spell it. B-U-P. First of all, insane beginning of a name. Bup. Okay. Bupropion, bupropion. Maybe that's it. Either way, BUP is crazy. I don't know. She says, since going on Wellbutrin, which has been for about 6 months, my sex life has completely changed. Now my husband and I are having so much more fun, and now our marriage is definitely much healthier and sex is more spontaneous. I really hope to whoever's listening that has been going through the same type of issues as the other ladies and myself have previously had, that you consider talking to a professional and changing up the formula and going on a different medication that can address your needs, but also will not affect your sexy time because it's so important, relationship or not. Thank you, Carly, for being a place. Oh, thank you so much. That anyone could come to and feel safe to share their stories. Can I also tell you that when I was in eighth grade at a sleepover, I shit my pants. No. On my friend's leather couch because I sneezed too hard. Girl, I'm 33 and I still think about it at least once a week. Can I just say, and you know that I'm always going to go to bat for my girls, especially when they have a little accident. It's a good thing. Now, you shit your pants on your friend's couch, right? It's a good thing that it was leather. You know, I think that would actually be best case scenario. Maybe I'm wrong. But that seems like a lot easier to clean. It wasn't a detrimental. It wasn't like a white, you know, linen couch or anything. So it was leather. It's fine. Leather's built to last. So I actually think of all places it could have been, it was good that it was there. But God, sneezing really, I don't know how, but like sometimes I sneeze and I just get my period. I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't expecting this. I get really scared when I sneeze, honestly. Anywho, that is great advice, great info. And I love to see the girlies reaching out to help each other. So here's the FMK that was sent in before. It says being gassy, but not being able to toot, having bad breath and not being able to brush. Oof. Having bad smelly armpits and no access to deodorant. Jeez Louise. This is the worst fuck, marry, kill because I don't want to do any of this. All right. I think I would probably marry, even though all of this sucks, don't get me wrong, I would probably, well, God, bad breath is like, I would kill having bad breath because that is like, I'd rather have my armpit smell for some reason. What would you rather? I don't know. What's worse, really? I would kill having bad breath. I would marry being gassy because is it uncomfortable? Yes, but nobody knows, right? This is the only one out of these three. Nobody would know that I was gassy. It would just, I would be suffering with bubble guts. So I would marry that. And then I guess I would fuck having smelling armpits because it's whatever. I'm human. And that's why I have deodorant in my bag at all freaking times. I do. That'll never happen to me because I got deodorant up the wazoo in my bag. Anywho, you guys, I love you. Thanks for tuning in. So happy to sit down, chit chat with my girls. You can send in emails to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. If I didn't get to it, you can go ahead and bump it up. You know the rule. And I'll chat to you soon. Have a great week. Bye.